This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My next guest, he is the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts, where no two classes are alike. He looks at his classes, and then he decides what his curriculum is going to be like based upon his students that are there. He is a Nighthawk. He gives advice to Nighthawk. He's an agency arms asset. He's led Magpul Dynamics, MDFI. I mean, he's led so many places and been the chief instructor in so many things. And now he's the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts. Welcoming again, the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good. I was in earlier today. I don't know. You know, I don't know if you know this. You probably don't. But I was in a conversation with my webmaster, who you know, and we got into a disagreement over which one of us thought you were more cuddly. So I don't know how that's going to play the next time I see her. So that might be bad for me. I might be looking for your, you know, hide me, Steve, hide me. So anyway.
It's good.
Las Vegas. Now, for somebody like you, you train law enforcement. You are in law enforcement. You deal with the kinds of weapons that are probably found up there, although I don't think you deal in bump fire stocks or anything that might have been up there. That particular attack, is that as tough a nut to crack as I think it is for somebody like me that is a concealed carrier that would go out and train to defend myself?
It's impossible. It's utterly impossible under those conditions and what was occurring. It is impossible.
What would be the now, as far as that is concerned, I've been looking at some of these guys, and for some reason, everybody's been going to the Alice training instructors, which is I always think of that as the Holy Grail one, you know, where they go run away, run away, running away. In some cases, is not the brightest idea unless you know where you're running to, right?
No, it's really situational dependent. Obviously, you know, running away is always good if you can get out. You know, in this situation, in this case, you know, there's lags, there's pauses, there's fences, there's containment perimeter zones keeping people in place because of the venue. Sometimes getting away may not be the best option at that point in time. I mean, it's a big what-if scenario. Obviously, if you can leave the area safely, get out of the area. If you can't, find something solid, get to a good piece of cover, get out of the line of fire if possible. In this case, you know, it's hard to tell where it was coming from what we've seen with the videos and during the initial attack. So a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos. It's dark, it's nighttime, there's music going, there's lights, there's people running, screaming everywhere. It's pure chaos. You know, the only thing you can do at that point is do what a lot of people did. Some left, some hid. There is no easy answer for this.
So, now you've been to many, many SHOT shows. Have you ever stayed at Mandalay Bay?
No, I have not. I've always either stayed at the Venetian, Palazzo, or just off-site, generally one of the executive homes that we used to rent.
I was looking at the two windows this guy knocked out, and I was just wondering how big these rooms are, and do you think he was trying to herd them? Do you think he started at one window thinking they're going to go this way, and that's why he had a second shooting spot?
I think he gave himself options. You know, he definitely gave himself options by having those. If I remember correctly, somebody said somewhere about that particular suite that he had.
Right.
It was almost like 1,600 square feet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know how true that is, but that's a pretty big suite to have that whole corner of that building, you know. So that's a pretty big suite to have both windows with, you know, a 5-plus window space, and so it's definitely one of the suites.
How do you feel about the proposition that this was a guy who snapped. Given that this was a guy that they said was not a gun guy, and yet I'm sort of waiting to find out how in what period of time he acquired all these weapons. They're saying he had 23 weapons in the room with him.
You know, it's hard to say what somebody thinks at that point in time. Obviously, something, the wires got crossed somewhere, and he did what he did. Can you trace a history of mental illness? Could it be, you know, a bad relationship? Could it have been, you know, he got rolled by, you know, and recruited by terrorist organizations? Could he have just finally had enough? You know, did he not like country music? Who knows? I mean, you really don't know what's inside a person's head or what really makes them go into a well after the fact. It's really hard to say on this one until everything comes out. You know, there's really no rhyme or reason other than he did what he did.
Now, you're in law enforcement. One of the things that I've been wondering about, it's only Tuesday. This all happened Sunday night, right? And I'm sure in the hours following it, I'm sure the investigators were up all night looking, combing over all of this stuff. And, you know, it's gone from over 10 weapons to 23 weapons. We're finding, you know, everybody was saying, well, he owned two airplanes, except then we found out, except he didn't have a pilot's license since 2008. And all the speculation that comes up as we try to fill in the gaps, right? If you were a betting man and you're looking at this investigation, are they even a third of the way done with this yet? I mean, they're still really at the very opening of this, aren't they?
I would say so. I mean, obviously the resources today that all the agencies have will obviously make this progress pretty fast. I wouldn't put it past them if they have a solid answer within, you know, the next 24, 48 hours. You know, it may be slightly longer, but can they sift through both residents, all the information that they'll compile until they can pull something solid? But I would guess generally they have a pretty good idea right now.
Do you by chance know Dan Bilzerian?
I know of Dan. I don't know. I've met him once at SHOT Show, I believe.
So. You know, he was there.
Yeah, I saw his Instagram feed on that.
Yeah, he was there. He helped somebody out, and he was going to get a gun, which now, if I'm there and I've left my gun where I'm at and everything, there might be something moral within me to drag me back into it. But wouldn't it be precipitously quite dangerous to run somewhere and grab a gun and run with the cops converging on it? Because now we're hearing that within 9 minutes of the guy opening up, his shooting was basically done when the cops closed in on him. A bunch of them got together and went up there and found him. And they engaged him, and when he engaged back, they pulled back and waited. But essentially, his shooting was done. He probably killed himself then. Wouldn't that be, I know you, and if you're in the middle of trying to quell one of these things, and I'm going out there to get my favorite agency or Nighthawk gun or whatever I'm going to go get, I'm not going to come up to you and go, Steve, I got your back, because you're going to have too many guys that are going to be sort of nervous around there for me to be getting involved in that. That's, how smart was that? How smart is that for the average citizen to be?
You know, novel concept, great idea. And I know we've talked about this before. We said, well, I went up to my car or my truck and I'll get my latest, greatest wonder gun from, you know, whoever agency, Nighthawk, whoever it is, you know.
Right.
And I'd be like, hey, dude, if I'm at that point in time in that situation, per se, or something somewhat like it, I'm probably grabbing my med bags out of my vehicle.
Right.
My gun, especially a handgun. Because elevated position, 300 plus yards away, you know, nobody's certain where the rounds are coming from at that particular time, at least from the ground level, tentatively, or what we know of. The first thing I'm grabbing is my med kits. I'm going to be way more successful in use of that than I am a handgun.
Headed into the first break, SentinelConcepts.com this Friday and Saturday. Practical Shotgun on Friday at McKean, I think it is, McKean Gun Range, and also Essential Carbine Employment at the same gun range in Bradford, Pennsylvania. That's this coming weekend. Steve will be there. If you're going to the class, I envy you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to know what you
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening, he's been training people since the 90s. I stopped training people in 1990, and he started. He's probably better than me at it, though. And he looks so much better than I do, too. And he's cuddly, according to some words I've heard. I don't know. That's all up in the air. But joining me again from Sentinel Concepts is the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Let's talk about the if a student comes to you, let's say it's a relatively new person to guns. They've got a permit. They've probably trained with you to get the permit. They've probably been to a defensive handgun class with you. Nothing low light. Nothing, you know. I believe you call it Home Defense 1, perhaps. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so they've been to Home Defense 1. They are very enthusiastic and everything, but they come to you and they say, Steve, if I have to go to one of these things where I have to leave my gun behind and I'm going to be in the open air and all of these high points are going to be around, I mean, really, truly, the only way to not put yourself in that kind of, I guess, peril would be the right thing. I don't want to say danger because it's a very rare occurrence, but peril is to really not go, isn't it?
You know, we've been told for a long time, obviously, avoid crowds, avoid crowded places, avoid deep events, so forth and so on. That's a win in my book for bad guys, terrorists, whatever you want to call them, evildoers. Here's the thing. It's okay to live a normal life and to be normal and to do normal things. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's just being a little bit more aware and a little bit smarter about it and having things that can sustain you and others in the event of something like this occurring. And to me, that would be, in this case, hey, if I know I'm going to a crowded event for whatever reason, or, you know, the art festival, the local, you know, whatever it is, you know, summer fruit market thing, the, you know, country show, whatever the case is, these events are. I myself knowing that, hey, I would probably up my medical gear. I would probably carry extra medical equipment in my pack or bag. I would most likely be carrying, you know, a better, brighter light than maybe that I normally would, things of that nature. So I would just be upping my situational awareness more at that point, you know, maybe staying out of the mainstay of the crowd, a little bit closer to exits.
Right.
All the little things were taught and told about over the years. You know, there are times and places where, hey, believe it or not, I go without my gun. There's sometimes it's okay to live normal. And when you stop living normal, everybody else is one. That being said, it's a very limited time and point when I go somewhere without my gun.
So like some of the kits that I have, I'm a big, big, Dark Angel fan. Kerry Wilson's a buddy. Kerry Davis is a buddy of mine. And I have both a dark kit and a pocket doc.
Yeah.
Now, these kits, though, do I need to be looking at getting a more robust kit to carry with me in some form or fashion? Because those kits really, I mean, Kerry, I think he could take the dark kit and maybe treat four people with it. He's told me it's three or four people. But I'm not Kerry Davis.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be doing good to take care of myself, but these really are only designed to work. They're IFACs, individual first aid kits, to be used on me or one person. What kind of a kit do you carry?
Tough call there. So a lot of times I'm a big fan of Kerry's kits at Archangel Medical. Kerry and his family are really good friends of mine. I carry a lot of their kits on the range, in the vehicles. I even have, you know, some of my sustainment kits for the range that have multiple dark kits inside of them. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with this kind of this event or others, you have to think about you and the people around you. So are you at Disney World with the grandkids, kids, nieces, nephews, what have you? So, you know, most people think instantly, oh, I need a tourniquet. Well, that's a great starting point. And so you can't tourniquet a gunshot wound to the chest.
Right.
Or to the lower extremities, the abdomen, whatever the case is. You know, people need to think beyond tourniquet. Everybody's tourniquet, 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 which is a great starting point. And I just addressed this earlier today in a video. So for myself, when I know I'm kind of, you know, leveling out the playing field or upping my game a little bit, my kit increases. Generally, I'll use a day pack of some sort. That's a standard, simple-looking sling bag or backpack. You know, there's a ton of kits out there, ankle medical kits, so on and so forth. But then again, they're only good for treating one. And the other thing that people need to take into consideration is that most children, small framed women, elderly, standard tourniquets will not work as well on them because they can't compress small enough to treat or compress their arteries to stop the blood flow. So you need a different type of tourniquet to for the elderly, for smaller bone structured children, frail, the elderly or women, even some of the smaller statured men out there. You know, if you were to take your average 6 or 7 year old child and try to apply a cat tourniquet on them, it's not going to work as well. So making sure your kit has enough sustainability for everyone in your party. Here's the thing. You have four limbs. How many tourniquets could you need?
At least four.
Right. So taking it from the worst of the worst case scenario, one tourniquet for every limb. So now you've got six people in your party. So we can get a little exaggerated with this and kind of go on and on and on for the overthinkers about it. But for me, generally, at least two tourniquets per person, depending young adults, small children, even tourniquets such as which one everybody hates and they talk about is the RAS tourniquet. A lot of controversy surrounding it. We know there's actual saves with it. It can cause more tissue damage because of how it's designed, because it's a smaller, narrower band. But some testing and some results have found that it works really well on women, children, and animals. The SWAT T, the big giant rubber band type tourniquets work well, and you can get a good crank on those using a flashlight or something as a windlet. Even the PQ4s would work well. They're basically an elastic band with a set of S-lips on them. Those can work well in a pinch. My preferred go-to, though, for sustainment kits is having RATS tourniquets in the bag, having some SWAT key tourniquets in my bag to supplement those. But it's not just you at this point. It's everyone else around you.
Right.
So this could include your family members, your friends, their kids. We think back to the Boston bombing, you know, the Boston Marathon bomb. You know, guys are like, why carry an ankle kit? That's awesome, dude, until you lose a lower extremity and your med kit.
Yeah. Let me get you a hold right there. SentinelConcepts.com. If you would like to take a Steve Fisher class and you're not in his general area, you can host him and he will come and teach your people. Find out about that at SentinelConcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Just click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Sentinel Concepts is Steve the Yeti Fisher. We have been talking about the tactical nightmare that this Las Vegas incident was. We've been talking about where your time would be spent more wisely. Just out of curiosity, how much do you think... You know, I took it for granted when I was in the military, all this fitness and everything, where they'd make me drag people. I went to Combat Lifesaver multiple times where they make me do the low crawl and hook somebody up and drag them behind me and everything. There, in order to help somebody, you got to be able to get them to a position of safety, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I've never been to one of Carrie's classes. Have you ever been to one of Mr. Davis's classes?
I have not only been a student of Carrie's, I've also been, I was one of his early adjunct instructors when we were still together at MAGPOL.
Okay. So how much, with somebody that's really going to be serious about this kind of trauma care, I guess all of us should if we're going to carry a gun, because if we're in a engagement, somebody around us might get shot, we might get shot, there's going to be somebody getting shot most likely. How far should somebody try to take this at a bare minimum?
You know, here's the deal. Myself included and many others can always get back to a very good degree of physical fitness, at least cardiovascularly. You know, strength training. We're not talking full-on CrossFit here, but just getting back in better shape. I know myself included. I've slacked off in the years. I'm 47 years old now. I've gotten lazy. Injuries have caught up to me. My schedule, all the excuses are there. Those excuses have stopped. So it's important. It really is that there is at least some reasonable degree of physical fitness. Not only to increase your chance of survivability, but to help others as well.
Well, see, I've been looking at old pictures of you, and when I ran into you at the NRA meetup, the first thing I thought about was, well, it looks like just like Steve Fisher, but that guy's so much slimmer. I mean, how much weight have you lost?
Boy, you know, I'm going to say it's flux. I've dropped, I've gained. It's probably something in the neighborhood of 20.
Now, doesn't that help you out with, like, your joints and everything? I mean, I am as big as I am now, okay? Just to tell you how stupid I was leading up to my heart attack. I'm 67 pounds post-heart attack lighter. And I've lost a little weight since April. So I'm trying to move in that direction because I don't think most people understand everything that is involved in moving around and shooting and then the real life stuff that goes along with that, like trauma care.
Mm-hmm.
What is a good exercise for somebody our age to get into to help us out with that? Would you recommend? I do bicycling. I do a little weightlifting. What do you think?
You know, anything that's movement, cutting out the sugars, cutting out, you know, getting on a good diet that's high in protein, low in fats, stay off the sugar, the processed stuff, all the things that are talked about, cardio workup, you know, bicycling, ellipticals, swimming, anything that your body, your joints can handle. You know, for me, it's hard. I'm on the range 14 hours a day.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely one of those things, but there's a lot of ability. There's a lot of things out there one can do. Seek out a good personal trainer at your local gym. Even some of the local CrossFit gyms or performance sports gyms will have people there to help you and tailor things around your needs. There's a lot of good information on the web. You know, ask your doctor. There's a lot of things out there. It could be as simple as, hey, get out and go for a walk every day. Just get out and go for a walk.
Now, Higdon and I, we're the same age, and I think Higdon is almost bionic now. I mean, he's had a couple of things replaced. Have you seen him move around? Is he a little more mobile, a little more able now that he's had a little bit of work done?
Oh yeah, I had Gene as a student this past year in a couple of classes, and the old dude can move, man. He can get on it. He can get on the wheels when he has to, and he hung with the young kids pretty good.
The other day, I took a rifle out to test, and I was moving around with a 23-year-old Marine Corps sergeant. And I tried to match his pace, and I tried to match his bent knee walk and all this other stuff. And I hadn't really tried to do that with somebody that, you know, that does that for a living in quite some time, and I was... When I stood up, it was like I had been in a combat Tai Chi yoga class. So it's a skill set that will decay if you do not use it. But at the same time, I mean, as somebody who carries a gun for self-defense, having it, not being able to actually do anything with it, just sort of horrifies me.
You know, no matter what, there's still limitations. There's always going to be limitations at some point, regardless of, I don't care if you're 22 years old or if you're 82 years old, there's always going to be a limitation or some factor somewhere. It's just how you go about mitigating those factors and to the best of your ability. Again, like I said, you know, I still consider myself a fat body. I look at pictures of me back when I was in my 20s, and I'm like, oh, man, I need to get back to that, you know, 250-pound, 240-pound weight, you know, where I was. And there was times after I saw some photos of my surgeries that I had when I had my knee cut up. You know, I went up to 350. So that wasn't good for me at all. You know, that was horrific to me. That's horrifying. So, you know, if I can get back down to where I was, you know, not 1990s, you know, where I was 175 pounds in 1989, you know, but where I was at a good, healthy, manageable, maximum weight, where I was lifting a lot then, I was working out, and I was 240, 250 pounds, you know, that was a good weight. That was a good place for me. So,
yeah. How tall are you? I mean, that kind of weight is very, very easily distributed on that frame. How tall are you?
6'4" and some change.
Yeah. Yes, it's a very unfair advantage you have over short people.
Very true.
But, hey, somebody's got to be tall, so that's okay. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm good with it.
What is a drill? Just we got 2 minutes left in this segment. What would somebody do if somebody just wanted to practice some movement with a pistol? What's a good thing for somebody to do? They could do it at their house or something. Just, you know.
dry fire regimen with a pistol, working in a 360-degree environment with a gun, simple movement, in short duration bursts between 5 and 10 yards, simple as putting up a couple cones on the range or doing a sprint across the yard with a cert pistol or some type of dry fire airsoft gun, Sims gun, whatever that you have.
Right.
Simple, easy movements. I'm not a big fan of the whole Groucho duck walk thing. It's silly. It's antiquated. It's old. It's institutionalized inbreeding. Stand up and walk with the gun.
You
don't have to crouch low. You don't have to do all this heel to toe walk stuff. It's silly. Just walk with the gun. That's all you have to do. And there's nothing tactical about walking with a gun or moving with a gun. You just move with the gun. Let's get by that right now. It's as simple as a short duration. It could be a 5-yard sprint, 10-yard sprint, anything in that nature that gives you some mobility. It gets the heart rate up a little bit, forces you to shoot with some type of internal stressor like a timer or just having the heart rate elevate. And that's absolutely perfect. It doesn't have to be a 100-meter sprint. It's 10, 20 yards at a time. It's 5, 10 yards. Sorry. So it's a very short, quick duration of violent burst of energy and action.
Yeah. I watch some of these classes where they have the students take off and run 100 yards to go. I guess that's to simulate the adrenaline dump you're going through to get that breathing up and everything. I don't know if I could run 100 yards nowadays. My knees are just about shot and gone. But SentinelConcepts.com, that's where you can find out everything about Steve, about his school, about his class schedule. If you're in the Michigan area, I think you should definitely look into it. Pennsylvania, that adjoining area, you should be checking him out and go take advantage of this very journeyed expertise that he brings to the board. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Last time on the firing line live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Steve Fisher, the chief instructor of Sentinel Concepts. Find out his schedule and everything else at sentinelconcepts.com. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they're saying that they've narrowed it down to him using two weapons primarily, one of which looks like to be an AR-15 setup with a bipod and a long-distance scope with what looks to be, to me, a Daniel Defense buttstock on it. Another, which is... looks like it has a modified bump fire stock on it with a Surefire magazine on it. That's a 60 rounder, right? So he also installed cameras outside of the room that he could monitor from within the room. So this was a very well premeditated attack.
He definitely had a lot of bases covered.
Yeah, he did. The only problem I have with his bump fire rifle is it's got an EOTech on it, which EOTech's okay sight. It's okay optic to me. How far away was he shooting? 300 yards?
You know, looking at the distances, the possibilities there, I would probably guess you're somewhere in 250 to 300-yard range.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've used EOTechs. I don't know that I would use an EOTech for that kind of a shot, would you?
You know, when you have that kind of herd, it's pretty easy to put a circle dot in the group and just let it happen.
Right, right.
You know, we're not talking precision shooting here at this point. We're talking about mass shooting into a crowd. So, you know, again, we've got people confined in such an area. You really don't need to be precise. You just need to put volume.
I heard a lot of people saying that were there that were military veterans, that they were saying it sounded like he had a belt-fed weapon, which I guess the Surefire magazine would explain that kind of sustained fire without reloading.
Probably with that, because those were the 100-round Surefire mags in the pictures that I saw.
Oh, okay.
They were the 100-round mags. You know, those in conjunction with that slide fire stock, yeah, it could have absolutely made it sound like that.
With a modern AR today, which I have never fired one that much, that rapidly, how long would a modern AR last with that kind of fire? Because, I mean, he wounded 520-some-odd people and killed 59. He was reloading quite often.
Most likely, you know, in that case. You know, here's the thing. The barrel steel in a lot of the modern ARs, especially in a heavier barrel gun like those, you know, you take a look at some of those barrels, they're the same ones that are, you know, primarily used even in some of the belt-fed weapons. So they're a good heavy contour barrel. They'll take the heat. They'll take it very well. to be able to deliver, you know, those 100 rounds out of that magazine, reload, redeliver, whatever it was she was choosing to use at that point in time without any real true ill effects at that point.
This guy's being characterized as not a gun guy, and yet this does not look like a noob, except for the number of guns he took. I don't understand the number of guns he took, especially if these were the only two they're saying he used, which I don't know how they know that yet, but, you know, I'm sure they're coming up with some things that they're releasing. So, from what you've seen of these, does he look like a noob to you?
It's such a hard thing to just, you know, to figure out. I mean, you know, was there any previous training? Did he have, you know, hey, went up to the range on the weekend, obviously learned how to operate the guns, did a lot of research on the internet.
Right.
It's all out there. Anybody can become an expert by reading the internet anymore and a couple of YouTube pages. Just ask them, you know, here's the thing, situation like this, you don't need much in the way of the actual, you know, either training or proficiency to accomplish what he accomplished.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're firing into a crowd of 22,000 people.
Well, exactly. It's a herd mentality. There's chaos, there's confusion, there's panic. You know, it just leaves you with basically from an elevated position with that capability at that particular time with the modified weapons that he had. It affords him a lot of opportunity, and it did.
I'd be interested to find out how many Surefire magazines he had for as many rounds as he shot. But, I mean, they're saying now that this was over with the shooter's shooting was done in 9 minutes. So that means he was bouncing around between these two weapons for 9 minutes, which is a long time to be perpetually shooting, I can tell you that. And you know that, too. But it's still as many rounds as he... I just sort of wonder about that precision rifle. I don't know how that would have come into play.
That's a really hard one to call. You know, some of the pictures that have been leaked, that have been released, if you look carefully, you'll see a stack of Surefire 100-round magazines, or what appears to be the Surefire 100-round magazines, sitting next to one of the fillers or a chair. When blown up and looked at it, you could see approximately 15 of those magazines stacked.
Wow.
So who knows how many he used, actually, or actually expended, but there's approximately, from what I could see, 13 to 15 of those magazines in that room.
I haven't seen that picture yet. That would really explain a lot of stuff, so...
Terrible. And, you know, this is the thing. You can't predict this. You know, you can't predict when or where. Like anything, you know, and I'll call it what it is, you know, terrorism related. That's really what this is. You can't predict this. I mean, you take a good look at this guy. He was a normal person. You know, he had good jobs. He was a professional gambler. He had money. He had houses. You know, he has all those things that most people would seem to think in the forefront without knowing the backstory would make people happy. You know, I mean, one of the real reasons why, one of the behind the scenes, you know, I'm sure we'll know more in the next couple of days on this. But again, you know, the whys, it's just, you know, it's unbearable. A lot of people have been in denial about it. They say it's unthinkable. They've never dreamed of it. They've never thought of this. They can't believe it happened. These are the things that people need to really start thinking about once again, like we've talked about in the past. It's not a matter of where, it's just a matter of when.
Right. Yeah. And the part you spoke about earlier about living your life and everything, I fully try to live with that. You know, when I was in the military, I was overseas when we bombed Libya, when Reagan bombed Libya, and we got locked down hard. And I mean, I had CQ one night, and a bunch of Libyan nationals tried to come into my apartment, and my wife, I slept through every bit of it. My wife and my landlord, my Frau Wagner, they held them back and got all the descriptions and everything. I turned that over to military intelligence. They started tracking them. From that day on, and I mean to today, when I go in somewhere, I'm looking for exits, I'm looking for blind spots, I'm looking for all kinds of things. And a lot of people would tell me, my daughter-in-law all the time, she's like, you don't have to look around. It's going to be fine. I'm like, oh, sure. Okay. You just don't watch me when we go in. Just don't watch me.
Exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that goes along with carrying the gun and having the kit and everything. You got to be looking around at everything you do. And you can live your life as long as you get a fair reckoning of the lay of the land, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is, when you're carrying nowadays, when you go out, what is it typically going to be that Mr. Fisher sticks on the hip?
Ooh, man, it's a judgment call. Usually it's an agency Glock 17 with a RMR.
Right.
A agency modified FN-509 with a Delta Point Pro. Or it's a Nighthawk 1911, generally a government model or a commander with a red dot as well.
My Nighthawk doesn't have one of those yet, but I do a couple of those things. I have one gun with an RMR. I'm not. I like it. I think it's good for older people like myself whose eyesight is beginning to, you know, those lining up with the sights and everything on presentation. Just going to that dot is pretty nice. Haven't tried the 509 yet, so I've seen you shoot it, so I know that it's. Mm-hmm. It looks like agency did a very good job on that one as well.
Yeah, the that collaboration between us and the agency is a great gun. Really like it. The agency Glocks and M&Ps that I have are amazing guns.
Yeah.
My Nighthawks, obviously, you know, these are the guns that I carry that I trust my life to and the lives of others around me. So.
SentinelConcepts.com, that's where you can find everything, Steve Fisher. Check out his schedule. If you're in that area, go take a class. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.